Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So the government is still trying to spy on you on social media, yes, and they're still working with the social media companies to censor you. It's not going away. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Revelations. I talked to you about this last night, about the extent of the federal government's pressure on social media companies to suppress dissenting opinions. The feds broke up with Meta, that's Facebook's parent company, and Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and YouTube. According to Reason.com, cybersecurity experts now frequently complain about the lack of coordination between the government and the platforms, warning that social media users are vulnerable to misinformation about elections, foreign interference, and other woes. But the platforms might be receiving late-night texts from federal agents. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner told reporters on Monday that communication between the federal government and social media sites is back on. That's right. In fact, Warner, who's a loser, said the communications had resumed in the midst of oral arguments for Murthy v. Missouri. That's the Supreme Court case, of course, which is going to decide whether the FBI, the CDC, and the Biden White House violated the First Amendment when they pushed social media sites to remove disfavored content. The justices seemed at least somewhat skeptical, viewing the government's actions as mere attempts at persuasion rather than coercion. That skepticism has apparently given the feds the green light, with Warner acknowledging that there seemed to be a lot of sympathy that the government ought to have at least voluntary communications with the platforms. Whether social media companies have reviewed these communications as voluntary is an open question. When you remember what we've talked about with our friend Tracy Beans, White House Communications, the director back then, sending all these emails to these social media companies, telling them what tweets they wanted taken down, what posts they wanted taken down, all these things. YouTube being the biggest censor of them all. YouTube being the gold standard of censorship at the behest of the government. Here's Jordan Peterson's re-education, which failed. This is Tom Massey and Jordan Peterson, who's in Philadelphia tonight. I was hoping to get him on the show. I was hoping to go see him tonight, but unfortunately I couldn't make it. But this is a little bit of an exchange today from Congress. Take a listen.
Is it true that you have a PhD?
Yes.
Well, then why did Canada decide that you needed more education? Can you tell us about that?
One reason, the entire transcript of an interview that I did with Joe Rogan was submitted as evidence with regards to the unacceptability of my views. What I was doing primarily in that interview that was criticized was questioning the validity of the economic models of economic collapse that were stacked upon the unstable models detailing out climate change 100 years into the future. And that was deemed in Canada sufficient to proceed with complaints against me with regards to my professional competence to serve as a licensed psychologist. That was only one of many anonymous complaints that were fostered directly in relation to my political views.
Well, I thank you for showing up today. I think they may use your testimony as evidence that your re-education has not been successful.
The re-education has not been successful, no, and he's still an outspoken person. But think about this now. Jordan Peterson, Canada, tried to re-educate him, put him into re-education camps. In our country, we had the same problem going on, which is that if you went out there and you said something the government didn't like on climate change or the Hunter Biden laptop or vaccines or anything else, you were put in timeout or your tweets or your posts, whatever, had to be taken down. Now, here's a little montage for you of the lesser Cuomo, okay? Remember the lesser Cuomo came out and said that he is he's vaccine injured. He's now taking ivermectin. He mocked ivermectin. Him and Don Lemon mocked ivermectin. Here's a little supercut put together by Tom Elliott over at Grabe, and he does a great job with this stuff. Take a listen.
Apology? Of course not. This is never as simple as vaccine good, vaccine bad. We have data to support the fact that there are thousands of people who have had adverse effects that are not getting attention.
Be nice to the unvaccinated. Don't shame them. Let them learn enough. This country is about the vaccinated and those who choose to put them at risk. The vaccinated are this country. They've all done the right thing. So how long must the majority wait for the stubborn, waiting on people who insist on making themselves and others sick? And there is no valor in being unvaccinated. Not getting vaccinated is what is unfair. This is on you. That it's good that you're not taking it to thwart the government trying to have a hand in your life? How much more are the vaccinated going to take from the vacuous as if it were some misplaced righteous cause? It's freedom. It's freedom not to take the vaccine. Because it's not about reason. It's about animus. It's about resentment. I mean, so honestly, you sound like an idiot, so there's not much to say. But Tony, good luck with it. See you.
And so do you.
Yeah. Only for having you on the show. That was my only mistake. Look, it's just stupid. I'm pro-freedom. I hate that he's Italian-American, by the way, because it plays into his stereotype. This suggestion that somehow there is a strength in the resistance to the science, to the mandate, stupid, ethnic, stereotype, masculine, moronic thing to be. Because, look, I don't think it's a coincidence that some of those who are soft-selling the vaccine are also among those ignoring January 6th or trying to minimize it, have decided to be free to get sick. Because the idea that it's just about choice and volition, this isn't making you get a tattoo. If the freedom's so important, I'm free to be stupid. Byron Donald's not going to take it because he doesn't care what Biden wants.
If there are Americans like myself who choose not to, please don't berate me for doing that. That is a personal choice I have made. My own health care. No, I am allowed to do that.
Here's the thing, Byron, do you have the right? Of course, nobody's debating that except you guys as a false choice. What I'm saying is it right? That is being dumb as a proxy for being bold, because you're seeing some kind of righteousness and a choice to do something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And why shouldn't I get opportunities as vaccinated that you don't get as unvaccinated? You don't want to get vaccinated. It's not because you know more about science. Just because you work in the hospital doesn't mean you're not susceptible to mis or disinformation or being vaccine hesitant. Amazing how selfish we have been in this situation when you think about it. And the selfishness, just in the simple statement of, I'm not getting it because, you know, deep denial and selfishness.
Let's stop it right
shameful.
Now. This goes on and on. It's a long clip. Matt, how far did we get into it?
About two-thirds.
Two-thirds. of the lesser Cuomo just lecturing, and now he's done a 180 on all this.
You say I'm somehow less than.
You are. You're the lesser. And every person who uses the lesser, I'm talking to you, Dana Perino. It's funny that the governor of the lesser Dakota, it's funny, but everybody who uses the lesser needs to give me credit for it because I started calling him the lesser in the mid-teens of this decade. So I own it. Kerry Nelson has a poll on Twitter whether or not chicks dig me. So feel free. I just retweeted it. Feel free to weigh in on that if you like to. Very intelligent. But this idiot, now we played you yesterday what he said. He's come a full circle now, the lesser Cuomo. Now he's taking ivermectin every day. In that clip, there's him and Don Lemon mocking people for taking ivermectin. Mocking people. And the two of them go back and forth. Like, come on, you're not a horse. But this is the problem. Because we have in this country a media that exists to just parrot what the government wants them to parrot, period. That's the problem. And so you have to have independent investigative journalists who can be out there, who can find things. And then what does the government do? The government goes after them. Like the filmmaker that Nick Searcy talked about. The government goes after that guy. So this, when I tell you the dark triad, the unholy triad of the government, corporate media, big tech, it's real. It's very real. And you get this revolving door of deep state hacks who go work for corporations and defense contractors. And also they go on television all the time, like that liar John Brennan and that liar James Clapper. And these guys get paid big bucks and they spew the nonsense. And then there's this relationship between the corporate media and the government. And then big tech is mostly, with the exception of Elon Musk now and X, for the most part, a bunch of quacks on the left. And they all believe that they're smarter than you, and they want to run everything under this guise of misinformation and disinformation to keep you safe. So during COVID, it's a great example. We were told all these things that then were proven to be not true. And we were told all these things, over and over again. And if you contradicted them, you were put in timeout, or you were just silenced altogether. And the government and the media and big tech working together and all these things. And for political purposes, too. Not just to, quote unquote, keep you safe from COVID, but also to keep you safe from learning the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop and possibly voting for Donald Trump. So this coordination needs to end. It needs to stop. And I hope to God the Supreme Court rules in Murphy v. Missouri that the federal government absolutely violated the First Amendment by coercing government to censor. Censorship by proxy is still censorship. The great one, Mark Levin, tweeted out a clip. I have not had a chance to watch it fully, but this is a woman who goes to the University of Pennsylvania. You heard about the encampments there and the KYW update, and she starts talking to some of the people who are in the encampments right here in Philly. Let's take a listen to this.
I'm here at my alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania, to see firsthand what is happening with these anti-Israel terror encampments that are causing trouble on campuses all across the country.
Can I ask you guys a couple questions?
Where are you from?
Really, can you just step back a little bit? I just felt like you got really close to me. Thank you.
Are you a student here?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Are you a student here?
You should talk to our media
people. Okay, where are they? Hi, can I speak to somebody from your media team? Because nobody else will talk to me.
No.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm here with Ben. He is a current student at Penn. Have you walked past and walked through the encampment?
I walked past. I mean, this is where I study. This is the biggest library on campus. It's final season. Every single seat is full, and unfortunately, we have to hear it inside.
How has it impacted your ability to study for finals and take your exams?
Just seeing some of the stuff that they're cheering, and sometimes it's difficult to concentrate when people are calling for the genocide of Jews right outside of the library you're trying to study in.
I can imagine that would be distracting. Democrats have a problem. They got a real problem. I'll get into more on this and why Biden's stopping the weapons and the aid to Israel. Understand it's all political. I'm going to prove it to you. It's all political. Everything he's doing is political. But I want to play this for you. This is Barack Obama, the real president of the United States of America. You know, the 30% increase in, I'm sorry, President Biden. I said Obama because I'm thinking about who really runs the country here. But this is Biden on the 30% increase in grocery prices that we're all dealing with right now. You've got the money. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's just your perception of things. It's all your perception. It's not real. You're not really hurting. You're not really hurting. Cut 7.
What about, I mean, but there's real pain. I mean, grocery prices are up 30%, more than 30%. Since the beginning of the pandemic, and people are spending more on food and groceries than they have at any time really in the past 30 years. I mean, that's a real day-to-day pain that people
feel. It really is, and it's real. But the fact is that if you take a look at what the people have, they have the money to spend. It angers them and angers me that you have to spend more. For example, the whole idea of this notion that Senator Casey talked about, shrinkflation. I think it's on your program.
Same price for a smaller bottle of juice or something.
For example, Snickers bar, they did a thing, and it's like 20% less for the same price. That's corporate greed. It's corporate greed. And we've got to deal with it, and that's what I'm working on.
Okay, so now the question is, are people going to buy that line of garbage that it's corporate greed, or are they going to believe that it's Joe Biden's economy because of all the spending and the inflation and all the games by the Fed and everything else? My bet is people are not going to fall for the corporate greed argument. I'm sorry, but they're not. What corporations weren't greedy during the Trump years? That's the difference. They just discovered greed in 2020, 2021, and decided to be greedy for the next 3 years. That's just it. They just weren't greedy. Greed did not exist in humanity. Nobody had ever heard the concept of it before. Give me a freaking break, please. Give me a break. Greed is good. I learned that in the movie Wall Street. It's not like these people didn't know what greed was. So Biden thinks we're stupid enough to actually believe this. There was a point that was made by, I don't know, Carville, I forget who, Axelrod, one of them, that Biden's got to stop trying to convince people that the economy is good because it's not working. It's not working for him. People know the economy stinks because they're living it. They're dealing with it every single day. But Biden's playing games to win the votes of college kids, the crazy college kids like the ones at the campus of Penn. I'll prove it to you. But I want to say about my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, because they are outstanding and they're having their big renovation extravaganza going on at Cherry Hill Volvo. This is your chance to save. Absolutely save big. Because Judith Krupnik, my dear friend, knows just how frustrating it can be to deal with a renovation, and also the fact that they're working on the road, Route 70. So to make it up to you, she has incredible incentives. That's right, doubling down on their already aggressive pricing and incentives with even more. And if you're a Costco member, you get an additional $1,000 off on top of everything else. So please go see them today, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Whether it's the S-Class, which is a beautiful sedan made right here in the United States, whether it's the XC60 that I drive, the XC90 that Bridget drives with that third row to get the kids around, you will love driving a Volvo. They're safe, they're beautiful, the technology's great, and you're going to love the treatment at Cherry Hill Volvo. And remember something. You know, Judith stands with our station. She is she got the studio naming rights. So we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. My interview with President Trump was done at the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. President Trump's interview tomorrow with Nick and Dawn and Kellen Company will be at the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. Just keep that in mind. In the day and age of cancel culture, Judith has doubled down in her support for what we do here, which I think is great. So please go see her and her team. Yosef Cohen, great people, great. Everybody there will take great care of you. And the renovation is not a big deal. You get around it very easily and more than make up for it with all the savings and the incentives that they have for you at Cherry Hill Volvo. Right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter. Go see them today. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Biden threatens to withhold aid through Israel. What is going on here? And the media... absolutely playing a game. Once again, trying to paint Donald Trump as being anti-Semitic. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Thanks for being here today. Saturday, our big rally at Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait to be there. I hope you will be there with us as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can still get tickets at DonaldJTrump.com for the rally if you'd like to be there. This headline from Mediaite, listen to how incredibly deceptive this is. Trump attacks Jewish Americans, comma, liberals, bigger danger to country than global adversaries. The headline, Donald Trump attacks Jewish Americans. He did not attack Jewish Americans. Look, Joe Biden is threatening to do something that is unconstitutional, that is illegal. Congress appropriated this money and the weapons to Israel. Congress did that. Joe Biden is threatening to withhold it. He doesn't have the right to. That is illegal. And what Donald Trump has pointed out and what Donald Trump has said is that Joe Biden, Jewish American voters who vote for Joe Biden should be ashamed of themselves. They should be ashamed of themselves. He did not say that Jewish Americans are the threat to America. He said Joe Biden is. But of course, we live in times right now where you can't have honest conversations and the media wants to twist everything. The corporate media does that. So they keep doing that. Biden withholding aid to Israel will be grounds for impeachment under the exact same double standard that the Democrats use with Trump and Ukraine. Senator Tom Cotton said that a short time ago, and he's exactly 100% correct. What Biden's doing is illegal and would absolutely be a basis for impeachment. Here's Senator Tom Cotton. Take a listen.
That's for his re-election, which would be bad enough. It would also, I have to add, be grounds for impeachment under the Democrats' Trump-Ukraine standard, withholding foreign aid to help one's re-election. Only with Joe Biden, it's true. But I'm afraid it's also worse than that. Joe Biden and Israel-hating Democrats are using electoral concerns as a pretext to do what they've always wanted to do, to cut Israel loose. Remember, a lot of Barack Obama's aides who are now Joe Biden's aides disputed that Hamas was even a real terrorist group to begin with. For that matter, remember that Joe Biden himself threatened Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin more than 40 years ago with cutting off aid to Israel. Begin humiliated Biden, warning him not to threaten Israel and saying, "I'm not a Jew with trembling knees." Israel is fighting a just and necessary war. Their knees are not trembling. As Prime Minister Netanyahu just said, they'll fight alone if they have to. But let me assure all the Israelis watching, you won't have to fight alone. You don't have a problem with America. You have a problem with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and the Democratic Party.
and the American people are going to solve that problem for you in 6 months.
This idea that Joe Biden can just do this, can just cut off aid to Israel after Congress appropriated the money. This guy, we keep hearing about dictators. This is the very definition of a dictator. Look, whether or not you agree with sending foreign aid or not, that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that you can't have a situation where the president of the United States just gets to make this call and withhold aid that was passed by Congress and signed into law by him. Because he wants them to capitulate to his demands. You see, he never wanted aid for Israel. They only put it in there because otherwise they could not have gotten Ukraine funding passed. Here's what President Trump said earlier today about the situation.
Biden is doing with respect to Israel is disgraceful. If any Jewish person voted for Joe Biden, they should be ashamed of themselves. He's totally abandoned Israel, and nobody can believe it. I guess he feels good about it because he did it as a political decision. You have to do the right decision, not the political decision. But
see that? Now that is what Mediaite said. Donald Trump is attacking Jewish Americans. Does that sound like an attack to you? Does that sound like Donald Trump attacking Jewish Americans to you based on what he just said right there? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That is such a ridiculous notion to think that's an attack. But this is the same thing we dealt with in 2016. We have to play this game now. We have to play this game where we're going to pretend like Donald Trump is going after Jewish people again. When this idiot in the White House, this guy, is now threatening to break the law and not send Israel the aid that was passed by Congress. The left is a bigger danger than China or Russia. He said that, and he's exactly right about that fact. The left is a bigger threat than China or Russia, no question about it. They are trying to destroy this country from within. He's absolutely right about that. I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm not talking about liberals. I'm talking about the left. And you know there's a difference. And Democrats who don't want to be associated with this need to leave that party, like Tulsi Gabbard did. You need to leave the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party has become a home for the people that want to destroy this country. John Fetterman, maybe he's waking up to this fact finally. Maybe.
We have other politicians here. We have people, many people in support. The outside of this building is closed down like Fort Knox. Nobody's ever seen. We have so many police down here, New York's finest, and they are New York's finest. They're just told what to do, but they don't have them at Columbia. They don't have them at NYU or any other place. This is like an armed camp down here, and you have nothing to worry about. Believe me, your problem is from the left. It's not from the right. Big problem from the left. It's from within. A bigger, in my opinion, a bigger danger than China or Russia. You have it from the outside and you have it from within. From within is a bigger danger to our country, and it's from the left, not from the right.
Yeah, he's exactly right about that. I mean, it's a damn shame to even have to say these things, but he's exactly right. It's exactly the point. And that's why Democrats need to wake up and get out of the Democrat Party. You cannot be part of this party. You can't stay part of a group of people that are trying to destroy the country from within. You have a lawless president here who is defying the Supreme Court when it comes to student aid, defying Congress when it comes to sending the weapons to Israel. And Johnson and McConnell are both demanding Biden explain this delay. Explain it. What is happening here? And you know damn well as I do that this pause on weapons is exactly because Joe Biden is trying to placate, as Senator John Kennedy said the other day, the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. The Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. Let me make this very clear. Joe Biden does not have the lawful authority to withhold this aid to Israel. And he should be impeached for this, exactly like how they impeached Trump, even though Trump didn't withhold the aid to Ukraine. But that's what the Democrats screamed about, remember? That's what the Democrats screamed about. They screamed that Trump threatened to withhold the aid unless they gave him the goods on Joe Biden, and then they impeached him for it. So if Joe Biden's playing this game, then impeach him back. The problem is, though, is that the Republicans in the Senate are a bunch of wimps, and you know, Chuck Schumer probably wouldn't even let it go forward. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. But what kind of a country are we becoming right now? We have Hillary Clinton calling him Hitler again, saying that this could be our last election. In the 1930s, people did not take Hitler as seriously as they should have. Can we stop with the Hitler comparisons? I mean, it's just it's part of the narrative. Trump's attacking Jewish Americans. The Hitler comparisons. How are they able to get away with this? This is what she said.
The world has been here before. People did not take the kind of threats that we saw in the 1930s as seriously as they should, including American journalists. You know, people were taking at face value that, oh, this can be controlled. He may have said some outrageous things, but, you know, it'll the institutions will hold. A determined demagogue, unfortunately supported by members of his political party, other enablers, people who care more about a future tax cut than the sanctity of the Constitution, are falling in line behind him. They are.
So let me understand this. The guy who is trying to withhold aid and weapons to Israel, he's not Hitler, but the guy who's out there demanding that the president do what he's been told to do by Congress, which is to send the aid and the weapons to Israel, that guy's Hitler. The guy who wants to help Israel get weapons, that's Hitler. That seemed to make any sense. Does that pass the common sense test to you? I'm curious about that. Do you think Hitler would have been sending weapons to Israel if there was Israel back then? Do you think that he would be sending weapons to them, arming the Jews? Do you think Hitler would be arming the Jews? I guess that's really the question. But Trump's Hitler. Oh, these people are just absolutely shameless. They are just shameless. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli as we continue along here. Listen, I want to tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. They're the absolute best at what they do. There's no one better when it comes to roofing, siding, windows, doors. You got to trust the team at Emmons just like I do. I've used Emmons so many times in my home. They did our roof in our last house. They've replaced windows for us, doors. They do a fantastic job. And because Emmons knows the economy is tough right now for a lot of people, they are offering each and every one of my listeners 10% off an inflation relief discount. That's right, 10% off windows, doors, roofing, and siding, thanks to my friends at Emmons Roofing. Just reach out to them today. Go to emmonsroofing.com. It will increase your home's value, safety, and security for your home, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So if you've had any, if you have a Jersey Shore home, you better get that roof looked at before the hot summer comes. I'm just letting you know. But Emmons does the finest quality work. Matt and his wife, Stephanie, are great friends. They were just over for dinner recently. In fact, Reagan fell in love with Matt. I got all these great pictures of her sitting on Matt's lap, and she becomes a new buddy. I said, Matt, you're the Reagan whisperer. So trust Emmons. They're great people, great team, and they'll do a great job for you and your home. EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
What a show! What a week it's been. What guests we've had on, huh? Awesome. Love it. Don't forget, by the way, President Trump tomorrow, Kale & Company, 8:30 a.m. Tune in as the former and future president of the United States makes his debut appearance on our morning show. So tune into that at 8:30. And I hope you're going to the rally this weekend or hanging out with me at Mulligan Shore Bar. We'll be there at, you know, 5 o'clock or so to watch the watch party. It's a rally watch party. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mulligan Shore Bar is a great place to be. A lot of fun. So it was a bad day for Hunter Biden. The court dismissed his request to throw out the federal gun charges. Aw. You know, idiots hire idiots in life. See, you can always trust me when I tell you who to hire for your house because I'm a smart guy. You know that, obviously. And I would never send an idiot your way because I hire good people. Idiots hire idiots. Hunter Biden is a moron, so his attorneys are morons. That's why when they had this amazing deal that everyone called a sweetheart deal, and I told you, don't you call it a sweetheart deal, because it's not a sweetheart deal. It was a deal to cover up the financial crimes of the president of the United States of America, wrapped up in a gun deferment agreement that buried all of the financial crimes of Joe Biden and Hunter. wrapped up in a gun diversion agreement, which did not give the judge the ability to reject the offer. See, a lot of times judges can come in, prosecution goes, all right, Your Honor, we've reached a deal. And the judge goes, I don't accept the deal. We're going to trial. I don't accept the deal. We're going to trial, or come back and offer me something else. But when you wrap it up into the gun diversion agreement, the judge didn't have the ability to do that. So think about what the Department of Justice tried to do here. They tried to hide all of Hunter's crimes, which of course directly impact the big guy, under this gun diversion agreement, wrap it all in, financial and everything. This way the judge couldn't reject it. It would be rubber stamped, done. Everything's off the table. He's good to go. The old man's good to go. But what happened? The judge in that case played a Jedi mind trick on the Hunter Biden legal team. And since he's a moron, he hired morons for his attorneys, not the law firm of Moron and Moron. They're very specific in what they do, of course, which is to represent people injured by razor wire as they illegally cross the southern border. No, the morons who represented him in court, who answered the question when the judge said, you know, let me bring up a hypothetical. Could Hunter Biden be charged in the future for something? And they said, yeah. And then Hunter went, what? I thought I was immune for life. See, he's so dumb. The crackhead idiot's son, who slept with his dead brother's wife and also, you know, knocked up a stripper and then has completely ignored his child, that guy thought he was going to get immunity for life for everything he's ever done. So they said, well, what happens if we were to say, you know, for example, we're going to charge him with failing to register as a foreign agent? They went, yeah, you could do that. And Hunter said, I don't want this deal. And his moron attorney said, okay. And they killed, the deal was dead because the judge Jedi mind tricked them. This judge was great. She did a great job. She was fantastic. So now they're going to trial, of course, with this. They're going to trial. And he asked, he's so dumb. He tried to appeal the Delaware federal gun charges case. And they said no. So he's going to stand trial for that in June. But the financial crimes, which he got indicted for out in California, there's all that, too. And that's what links Hunter to the big guy. But all of this would have gone away if that dumbass had just simply in court agreed to the plea agreement that they gave him, which I told you was not a sweetheart deal. It was a deal to cover for the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden. That's the reality. But hey, listen, you know what? I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you're Hunter Biden? Just make dumb decisions. You have a lifetime track record of making dumb decisions. So why would it change now? Why would anything be different now? You know, I'm often asked sometimes, would I ever endorse Joe Biden if it meant I could get a TV gig? Like a Saturday morning CNN show, for example. I'm often asked that question. And what I say to people all the time is no, because I love my coif of hair. Now, if we were streaming live on YouTube, you'd see my coif, which I have a hair appointment scheduled with Jackie next week, right before I'm going to be on Fox News again. Probably should mention that. I'm going to try to promote it a little bit. Anyway, I'd have to shave this beautiful coif of hair and then to get a morning show. But they would never hire me as a conservative. Clearly, conservatives and libertarians don't get shows. You have to be an unbiased journalist like George Stephanopoulos and never have worked in politics before, or like an unbiased journalist like George Stephanopoulos, in which case you worked for the former president of the United States, who was a Democrat and, you know, helped him silence women, threatening reporters and handing out hush money. But otherwise, they don't hire political people. Or you could be like a former White House press secretary like Jen Psaki and get a job on MSNBC. Now, she actually makes the argument that she's a better host because she was the press secretary. I told you this is my dream job. I'm never going to get it, but it's my dream job. It's the one job I'll leave radio for, White House press secretary. Actually, at this point, there's a lot of jobs I probably would leave radio for, but that's for another show. This is what she said last night to Stephen Colbert. Wacky Stephen Colbert show. with the stand-up comedian Jen Psaki.
I'm sure it is informing people. I watch your show, Evie, and I enjoy it. I would just imagine that, especially as we get closer to the election, that tension is going to become greater for you to stay objective, even if you actually believe in the objectives of the president of the United States.
That's true, but I don't think my views of Donald Trump are a secret. I don't think yours are either, if I'm being honest.
I'm not a journalist, and I'm a professional clown.
Yeah, I think you're way more than that. You're informing the public.
Then I'm not doing my job very well.
He's not. I mean, your job is to be a late night comedian. I mean, that's the first time Stephen Colbert's been honest. You're not a comedian. You're not funny. You are a Democrat partisan hack. You're part of the machine, man. Is there any difference watching MSNBC at 11 o'clock at night or 11:30 or watching Stephen Colbert? No. You're not a late night comic. You are a Democrat mouthpiece. And Jen Psaki is actually calling you out on that, thinking she's being cute and funny, but she's saying the quiet part out loud. It's like, we know this. We know that Stephen Colbert is actually not a clown. He likes to pretend he's just a comedian, but he's not. He plays a very valuable role in helping to indoctrinate America. Here we go.
I think people who are watching my show, I hope, and this is the North Star we always talk about on our team, is do people come away with a better understanding of a person? Maybe it's Joe Biden. Maybe it's somebody running for office. Maybe it's a governor and an issue and or an issue. So is there an issue that is being misconstrued out there that I can help explain? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a secret. I don't try to make it a secret. I worked for not just Joe Biden. I worked for Barack Obama. I've worked on 3 presidential campaigns. Mm-hmm. That's part of my story. I think I can bring a lot of insight to the public about how these things work, how campaigns work, and also what's actually at stake in this election. So,
is there something that you could inform the audience about that might be something that you feel like the Biden administration is not doing correctly right now? Some constructive information that they wouldn't mind hearing from you. For instance, how about his outreach to young people right now? Much is being made of the fact that young voters are turned off to President Biden, especially.
You mean the ones calling Genocide Joe, for example, like those people? You think you think those young people are turned off from Joe Biden, really? Or the climate change kooks who think he isn't far enough left for them on climate? The people that hate Israel, which is why Joe Biden is not sending the aid and the weapons to Israel, because Joe Biden obviously wants these campus crazies in Michigan and Wisconsin to vote for him. What do you say, Jen? What do you say, Snarks? How do you get the youngins? How do you get the utes? How do you get the utes to back Joe Biden?
In light of his continued support of Netanyahu, with the tragedy that's going on in Gaza right now, in response to the tragedy of October 7th.
Well, I would say, obviously, I haven't been in there in 2 years, but I've worked in diplomacy. I worked for the former Secretary of State. I do think that there is some leverage that we are all seeing being used. Should it have been used earlier? I think the answer is yes to that. Mm-hmm. But we are seeing them hold back in the sending of weapons. That's actually a pretty significant sign, given that the United States and Israel has a longstanding.
Do you realize what Jen Psaki is confessing here? I hope you realize this. What Jen Psaki is confessing here is that Joe Biden is doing this for political purposes. Joe Biden is withholding the aid and the money to Israel for political purposes because of young voters. I hope you're hearing this, because this is the big revelation. This is the big reveal. She thinks she's saving it, saying in a safe space, but now, if that's not impeachable, I don't know what is. Congress has authorized this. You signed it into law. You're withholding it now for political purposes. If Trump was impeached for a phone call to Ukraine over threats to withhold aid, well, how's this any different? Keep going here with Psaki.
So the connection between on military support, where the United States is a big provider of that.
Has the United States done that many times before, withheld the weapons?
Not many times before. It has happened before, but not many times before. But that is a pretty significant step. Prime Minister Netanyahu, I would say, is someone who Joe Biden has had a tricky challenge.
So bottom line is this. What they're doing here is for political purposes. Biden is doing this because he's trying to win over crazy college kids who were protesting in encampments. Bottom line, that's what's happening. And when Donald Trump comes out and says Jewish Americans should be ashamed if you voted for Joe Biden, he's right. He's not attacking Jewish Americans. He's saying the truth. If you voted for Joe Biden, you should be ashamed. Because this guy is withholding aid to Israel because he's trying to win over crazy college voters. Bottom line. And that is a political move by the president of the United States of America that is illegal and impeachable. A high crime and misdemeanor, in my opinion. No question about it. Have a great rest of your night. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Trump joins Kale and Company tomorrow morning at 8:30. Tune in for that. I'll see you in Wildwood. Well, tomorrow's Friday, so we got a whole Friday show ahead of us. But before I get out of here, NJ Diet's going to help you lose some serious weight. I'm talking 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days' time. That's right, 40 days' time. It's real with NJ Diet. You'll lose the weight for good and no shots. None of those shots. Those shots, stay away from them. You got to keep doing them your whole life. There's all kinds of side effects. They're getting banned in European countries. NJ Diet's the all-natural way to go. 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET or NJDiet.com. You'll lose the weight. You'll feel great. And there's locations close by you in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, or Cherry Hill, or live from home with online video consultations anytime you like. So just go to NJDiet.com or call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET. It's time for summer season. It's time to take the shirt off. You don't want to have the man boobs out. You know what I'm saying? You want to look good. You want to look good, and that would be the way to do it. NJDiet.com, NJDiet.com, and lose the weight for good.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.